Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
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 Your source for the truth in health and fitness. Now here are your podcast personal trainers, Jan and Tyler.
Hello and welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast. My name is Keon.
And I'm Tyler.
And we are your source for the truth in health and fitness.
That we are.
Today's topic, we are taking on a question posed to me by one of my old rugby companions. Is the P90X worth a damn?
Is that how it was?
Yes.
Greatly.
He might have used another swear.
Verbated to you?
Verbated?
Yeah. It's a new word. Look it up in the Tyler Dictionary.
Yeah, you can go to www.tylerdictionary.org.
Yeah, not to be confused with the org. Yeah.
So dumb. Cool.
What do you know about the PX system, Keon? Because I know a little bit more, I think.
Well, I've done it once or twice with friends at their houses and whatnot. And, well, let's start off with this. I took a yoga course. I did the yoga portion of the P90X, which was pretty good. The one issue that I have with the P90X is that he tends to give you everything, and with that, a lot of people get overwhelmed, I think. He gives you, like, the beginner, intermediate, advanced, all in one thing. And like we were saying yesterday with the BOSU ball and the kettlebells, is that people think they're a lot more advanced than they actually are, and they probably should be doing the beginner stuff instead of going straight to the advanced thing. Just because you can do it doesn't mean you should go there. So that's the main issue I have with the P90X system. But before we go into, I think, more issues, we should probably lay out what it is.
What it is. P90X, and there's also P90. They've just come out, well, not just, I think within the last year or two, come out with the X.
Oh.
Which is extreme.
Right.
Forearms crossed above your head, thunder and lightning striking down upon at you. No, so the P90X is basically a at-home DVD fitness
system.
Event system. Yes. Basically, it breaks down to be 12 DVDs, you get a calendar, you get a nutritional guide, you get, you name it, kind of a thing with it. They break it down, I actually have what the DVDs are. They break it down, one of the DVDs, and this is kind of, to go into it, I guess before I start saying what the DVD is, because it goes into what day correlates with what, is that, so the calendar, like Mondays you do DVD 1, you know, and they break it out that way, and they spread it out throughout stuff, and they break it up into the first, into 2 week increments.
Okay.
So it's 2 weeks, 2 weeks, you know, and so on and so on and so on.
Right.
So one of the workouts would be a chest and back workout.
That'd be DVD number one.
Yes, it is.
I'm looking at it right now online. Okay. Just so you know.
Then there's a I can never say this.
Plyometrics.
Plyometrics. I want to say plyometrics.
No, that's incorrect.
And what are plyometrics?
Plyometrics are typically jumping movements.
Explosive movements?
Explosive. If you want to, you want me to get technical for about 12 seconds?
No, yeah.
They involve the inverse stretch reflex of the muscle, so they should take place very quickly and rapidly, and typically involve, like you said, an explosive movement.
There's a shoulder and arms workout. Then you get into the yoga, which I'll get into later.
That's the one I did.
Yeah. There's a leg and back. There's a Kempo.
Yeah.
Kempo is a type of martial arts training.
Yes.
I will get into that one later. Strength. There's a core. There's a cardio. And then it gets into, like, I guess in later weeks, you do chest, shoulder, and triceps at one time, back and biceps, and then there's an ab workout as well.
And cardio X.
Oh, I think I said cardio, but I didn't add
The X. Yeah, the one I'm looking at has two.
Oh, fancy.
Yeah. And two ab workouts, and
okay.
Looks like they have 12 DVDs.
Yeah, there's 12 in all.
So, what the overview of the P90X, it's it touts to be a total body revolution over a 90-day time period that will make you look jacked and tan.
It is based on the principle that if you mix it up, like each week, do a different concept, that you will see the results and keep your muscles guessing.
This is, okay, and that whole thing, yes, fine and good. But what pisses me off so much about the P90X system is that they claim they invented this thing called, quote-unquote, muscle confusion. And that's complete bull. Muscle confusion is just taking the word that we have in personal training called the principle of adaptation and giving it a marketing spin. Everyone from trainer who just started to your, you know, trainer who's been doing it for years and years and years knows that your body adapts to stimulus, right? So you have to change things up. So Mr. Tony Horton, who I know a little about, has, you know, coined, has changed the name to muscle confusion. So yes. don't think that...
So theoretically they have created muscle confusion, but the principle, it'd almost be like if I started my own church and called it Tyler's Way of Life, but we basically practiced Christianity.
Right.
Like, everything was Christianity-based, but we just called it Tyler's Life.
Exactly. The exact same thing. Or you
just
call,
renaming.
Or you called Tyre a revolutionary transportation system. You know, it's like, no, it's a stupid tyre.
You're calling the same thing.
Yeah. Right. Just don't, just call it what it is instead of trying to be all fancy. That's my main...
Yes. The thing that I have done, I did P90X for about a week.
Okay.
Actually, now that I said that, it was about two. Because I went through the whole system once.
Okay.
Just to see what it was like. I actually took it out of sequence and I just did all of the DVDs.
Okay.
Kind of thing. I liked the workouts, and at times I disliked the workouts. The workouts I found, at least for me, were not functional for an at-home concept.
Okay.
Because...
You need a lot of space.
You need a dumbbell system, which at the time we didn't have. Which, yeah.
Okay, which we're getting into the back-end sales portion of this, too.
So then, on top of that, you need dumbbell sets, which at the time I didn't have at the house. Then you also need a pull-up bar, which we did not have. So I had to do it at a gym, and I actually had it on my iPod and would watch it from that and do all the exercises that way is how I ended up doing it. But the exercises I liked his warm-up routine a lot.
Okay. What was it?
It was just your basic, you know, run in place, high knees, like rotation of the arms, stretch. It was like... about 5 to 10 minutes, and it was a mixture of stretching and warming up. Huh. And honestly, like, at the end of it, like, I was sweating. Like, I felt good and ready to go. Like, it was it's a solid warm-up.
Okay. I like that. I do, like I've said in the past, I do like the dynamic warm-up.
Yeah, it was a complete dynamic warm-up. And the thing that was also good about it is that at the end, they do stretching.
Okay.
Like, that's part of the video. It's not like, hey, go to video two.
Right.
It's... part of each video, they do a different stretching routine for each workout.
Right.
The thing that I did not enjoy about P90X was basically Tony.
Oh, yeah.
He himself bothers me because I agree. I like his enthusiasm. And I understand that you're trying to entertain somebody for an hour and teach them things and stuff like that. But there is a cockiness and almost a weird F you kind of mentality that he portrays in aspects of it. Mm-hmm. That he is better than you, that anything you can do, he can do better. And I'm kind of like, I don't really need that.
Right.
Being told to me as I'm doing this because I am doing what you're doing.
Right.
And then I was kind of taking myself out of the equation, and if I was like an obese man,
right,
I wouldn't be able to do these things. So do I really want to have Joe Jock over here telling me that he's better than me on a regular basis? That was a little bit odd and whatnot. So
yeah, I would, like, from my experience with it, I would agree he kind of has a cockiness to him, which, you know, can work, but he also has he doesn't really have a stage presence. What on the DVDs? It's not like I'm motivated to do it. I kind of have to draw myself into the action, which for a fitness DVD, you should, I mean, my mom growing up as a child always had them on. She was doing them while I was doing schoolwork and whatnot. So I know, like, they're like high energy, like, yeah. And yeah. He's kind of a little bit more, like, average guy in the gym, like, all right, let's work out together.
It came across not, I didn't feel like he wanted me to succeed.
Really?
Like, he wanted me to succeed for financial benefit, but not because he liked me.
Okay.
Was kind of how it came across. And the other thing I found really entertaining is that in researching this, on the P90X, you can't find a bio on him.
Because that's what my main concern, not main concern, but I was like, who is Tony Horton? Tony Horton,
like, why should I care?
Right. Is the creator of P90X. So I looked up his certifications, his, you know, blah, 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 all this. I can't, like, I have not seen a single place where it says AFA, ACE, NASM, you know, XYZ certification. So I go and read his bio, and I guess...
Where did you find his bio? On
it was a different website,
I had to go on different websites as well.
And they didn't list a certification either, which, whatever, but
they
anyway,
just talk about how he used, like, he was like a fat kid at one time, and then
he was not a fat. He was a skinny kid.
One of the things was, like, he liked to eat fast food.
Yeah, he liked
to
eat fast food. He was a skinny kid, and he started off trying to become an actor. That was his deal. He was trying to be an actor, and then his agent was like, "You need to bulk up. You're too thin." So he started working out, and he got a lot of results. And I guess some musician was like, "I want to look like you," and he just started training. That's the impression I got. From that. And which
I
is,
got the impression, because the one thing because in it I skim a lot, and I'm trying to find, like, keywords so I can find the certifications and, like, why he's doing stuff. And the funny thing was, like, he was part of musicians and stuff like that.
Right.
I remember all that stuff. And his one claim to fame on this one bio I read was that he trained the whole cast of The 11th Warrior, and one of them was Antonio Banderas.
Yeah.
But there was no other movies that they listed, and I was like, wasn't that from, like, 94? Mm. You know, like, I was really confused. And so, like, a part of me is kind of like, okay, I would just like to know what certs you have. If you don't, okay, like, I understand that you still can know some stuff.
Right.
But it's just odd that...
You should have a foundation in biomechanics... And
you should have something.
And anatomy.
Or, like, through the amount of time that you've been in the system, it's like, oh, you decided not to ever get a cert of some kind?
Mm-hmm.
So besides, like, not getting a cert, the thing that bothers me is that they are just marketing the P90X system and not him.
Right.
And in that, I want to know who I'm working out with.
Right.
And you're going to be watching a video with him leading it every time. I would want to know maybe just a history of him, like, he was born here and there. But on P90X.com or whatever, it's actually, like, Beach Body Workout. It's ran through a different company.
Well, yeah, I think it's his older company, whatever it is.
That they don't give you a basic bio on him. And that,
I had to search for it.
And it was all through, like, secondary, third-tier,
like,
people.
TonyHortonsBio.com or something like that. And on it, like, there was nothing, no...
It was
nothing. I mean,
it was just a weird story of his life, and really was just odd mismatch concepts.
Right, of how he started off as an actor, then moved on to be, going through puberty. He moved on to be, trainer to the quote-unquote stars, and then created the P90 program.
Yeah, and so I feel like we've just bashed him for a while, but that's fine.
They're definitely good parts to the system.
Yeah, I enjoyed the workouts. They're all good for the most part. The yoga and the strength and the Kenpo were a little bit interesting, to say the least, in the realm of I didn't find them as difficult as I felt that they could. And the Kenpo I had a very hard time with from my boxing background because they kind of sell it in a way of you'll also be able to defend yourself, and aren't going to be able
same
to.
Same idea as the cardio kickbox.
Yeah. So that kind of thing was a little bit shocking. But all in all, I liked it. I can't stand him. So what I ended up doing was writing down the workouts and doing it that way.
Okay.
And that then correlates to, A, I don't have to listen to him because he, throughout all of them, tells really cheesy jokes and brings up really odd comments and cockiness and stuff like that of himself
right.
that I can't handle.
Uh-huh.
So having to watch a video three times or four times,
right. it's like... Period. The first time you're like, oh, whatever.
Yeah.
Second time you're like... Okay, I seriously? Hate
you. Third time, I'm about to punch you in the face. Right. Fourth time, oh, here it comes. Like, fast forward.
Right, like, turn your volume down.
Yeah. So that, and then the second thing that's really, I don't remember where I was going with it. I just kind of blanked out. But is that with writing it down, I don't remember where I was going. With writing it down, I like the writing down process of getting the workouts because in that, he shows you advanced ways to do things and, like, intermediate and beginner ways of doing it.
But still so no way to figure out which one you fall into.
There's no way to show which one you fall into. So you kind of have to test it and work it out that way. So writing it down, you now know, okay, I fall into the advanced with this workout.
Beginner this with thing, this.
And this with that one. So you can write it out and be like, okay, so I do push-ups on knees because I don't have chest strength. So I have to do it on my knees. Awesome. Right. But then with the pull-ups, I only need the chair. I don't need the band to do the pull-ups and stuff like that.
That makes sense.
It's interesting in that sense. And that was one of the things that was frustrating, is that he doesn't tell you, you fit here and whatnot.
Right. It's like, start with the beginner. If that's too easy, then the next time you do it, try the intermediate. If that's too easy, try the advanced. And then see where you are.
Because I'm competitive.
Uh-huh. Oh, I would immediately jump to the advanced stuff, too.
He goes straight, and he's doing the advanced stuff. And so I automatically don't like him, and he's doing the advanced stuff. I'm going there, too.
Right, you want to beat him.
Yeah. And that could work for you if you're in shape and competitive. Right. By all means, buy this and try and beat him.
Right.
But those two things were my biggest issue with the whole P90X system. And the other thing I just want to voice in the review, I feel like we've kind of bashed it. I liked it.
Uh-huh.
I would never get angry. There's things I get angry with people when they do things workout-wise. Right. I would never get angry with somebody that was overweight and wanted to lose anywhere from 30 to 10 pounds kind of a thing to do the P90X. It's when you get into the morbidly obese phase.
Right. Or even just regular
obese. Or just regularly obese.
Because let's not lie to ourselves. Plyometrics are really damaging.
Like, yeah.
If you don't do them right, or if your joints aren't ready, or if you have too much weight bounding on your joints, you can seriously hurt yourself.
And so that's why I would say that if you're obese, don't do this.
Right.
Because it is not... You're going to be discouraged first and foremost because it's a lot of body weight activities. And I'll be honest with you. I have a bum shoulder from years of water polo and boxing. Mm-hmm. I sometimes have a hard time doing push-ups if I haven't done push-ups in a while.
Right.
The very first exercise, literally out the gate, is push-ups.
Uh-huh.
I was only knocking out 7, and he's at 20-something.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just like, I hate you. Why? It's kind of a, when you're obese, you have to pace yourself up to things.
Don't jump into the biggest
makes you want to go straight to advance.
Right.
And that's where I cringe and get scared for people.
Mm-hmm.
So on a scale system, what would you rank this?
And we're just talking about DVDs. We're not talking about every single in-home training program.
We're just talking P90X system. If somebody was...
But I mean, comparing it to other DVD systems, not like anything else in the world.
Yeah.
I'd probably give it a 7.
Okay, so C?
I'd give it a C. Mainly because, again, I agree with you. I don't like the way he talks. I think it's condescending and kind of silly sometimes. But he's got some good information, which, regardless of his background, is good stuff.
Yeah.
A C is probably pretty good. Just because, also, you can't really go beyond 90 days with this program. Because after 90 days, your body, regardless of this whole muscle confusion thing... or principle of adaptation thing, your body will get used to the DVDs, just like it will get used to anything else. Like you can, you'll slow down on your results after the 90-day period.
No, and I fully agree with that. I was going to say, I'd give it a high C.
Okay.
A C plus.
Mm, delicious.
Yes, high C. But no, I'd give it a C plus. I have a hard time giving the B. If anything, I'd give it a B minus because... I cringe in the concept of the Kenpo, that he kind of makes it feel like you can defend yourself, and I feel that that's kind of lying to you. The other thing that's a little bit frustrating is him, just in general. And then the concept that taking myself out of the picture, if I was somebody that was overweight and was looking to just do the meltdown of fat that they claim that this does on the infomercial, I would be discouraged by it, because all of the exercises, for the most part, are intermediate advanced things. And then it's like they, I mean, there's multiple times in the video that they'll start you with intermediate, show you the advanced, and then they're like, oh yeah, for yous that can't do any of this, you can do this too.
Right.
And yes, they aren't that condescending and jerky about it, but it's not a, hey, beginners start here, intermediates start here.
Right. Or everyone start. Like, the way I teach my classes, everyone start here. All right, how's this feeling? Oh, it's kind of easy. All right, let's layer this in, see how that works. And the people who it feels good for, we don't layer in the next step. And that seems to work for me a lot better than, you know, than just saying, let's start with the most advanced thing ever and then give you the basics later.
So, yeah, so long story short in the review is, I would suggest this to anybody that wants to do a video system at home.
Who is motivated.
That is motivated. Motivated is the key word, because you're going to have to, every day, watch a video that is sometimes an hour and a half long.
Right. It's kind of frustrating to watch, too. Yeah. Kind of annoying.
It's very, you just bringing up your class story and like to asking people how it feels and stuff like that. I remember in one of the push-up things, he makes a guy like lift his leg, but it pissed me off because I'm competitive. He's like, I'm gonna do this set too, and I'm gonna, like, he was trying to be competitive with one of the guys that are in the one of his people show stuff with, and he tells the guys like, you and I, I'm gonna do this with you. After like three push-ups, he tells the guy to put his leg on top of his other leg and do like.
An elevated
thing, while he still does the normal push-up. And I was just like, okay, now you're cheating.
Right, now you just made it harder
now
on someone else.
Now you're
just
being a jerk.
Right.
Kind of a concept. So that's, he bothers me.
Okay.
Like, greatly, so that's why it is frustrating for me to watch these. I suggest getting them, watching them.
Right, or if your friend has them, and you're thinking about starting it, go borrow them from your friend.
Yeah.
Do it for a week, and
write
see what happens. Or go do it with your friend.
Yeah. But I'm not gonna. I like the system. I like the concept.
The system is good. And it's a really good intermediate system for most people. If you have an injury, obviously you should probably not do this because it might exacerbate your injury. But it's not going to cause any injuries as long as you do the exercises right and stick to what feels good for your body.
Yeah, and in that, I also want to make I don't know what I want to make.
A remark
in the concept that I haven't looked at the nutrition of this. I'm going purely off the workout videos because I have seen those and have done them.
Because in addition to the P90X workout DVDs, there's also a nutritional system that comes along with it, as well as he sells the equipment you need. So there's P90X dumbbells, P90X pull-up bar, P90X... resistance bands, P90X protein powder, P90X this, that, and other stuff. So there is a back-end sales portion to this whole system, which I can honestly say I have not checked into the quality of any of his
I haven't checked
equipment
the quality of any of that
or
stuff.
Any of the nutritional stuff, so I can't comment on that.
And a part of me wants to say that the nutrition can't be that bad. I'm sure you're not starving yourself, and I'm sure you're not overeating and doing weird stuff to get the results that they have.
Right.
So a part of me just wants to say it's probably okay.
Right. I mean, if anyone knows, because we borrow the DVDs from a friend.
Yeah,
so,
to get all the information and stuff like that.
So
let us know at podcast@truefitnessacademy.com.
As well as if you'd like to have us review something else. Send us an email and we will.
Does Chuck Norris have a video?
Well, he was a sponsor for the Total Gym, which they actually have a commercial product for it. Like, for actual gyms, it's called the Gravity Trainer. It's like a pretty much like a Pilates reformer, but looks like a Total Gym.
Oh.
It's all right.
No, I wanted to review a Chuck Norris video.
I love Chuck cool. Norris. So who doesn't love Chuck?
It's good times, good times.
Yeah. But yeah, so I mean, all in all, if you are a moderately in shape person that wants to lose roughly at most, I would say 40. And that's cringing a little bit.
That's skipping the plyometric day.
Yeah.
In all honesty, skip the plyometric day.
That you're pretty much good to go if you're motivated. Motivation is going to be your biggest problem on this, because I wasn't, and I feel that I'm pretty self-motivated.
Right. Yeah. If you don't get pushed, you won't get pushed by these DVDs to do the DVDs. The exercises are great, and the periodization for 90 days is good. But if you're just starting out on the workout plan, this is not the thing for you. Go hire a trainer for a couple weeks, get some ideas, and then if that's working for you, stick with them. It takes about, like we've said before, at least 3 to 6 months before you can enter in, before the behaviors of working out are into your lifestyle. So that's where we recommend starting, is get with a trainer, get with someone who knows what they're doing. Don't just hook up with a friend, unless your friend happens to be a personal trainer.
And so if you'd like to be my friend, I'm actually doing that with a friend right now.
Yeah.
But yeah, so all in all, P90X, we give it a C, average.
So high C.
High C. Mm. So.
Cool. I think that's about it. Looking forward to the next couple days, doing posture tomorrow. We're going to talk about some more nutritional stuff on Friday.
That we are.
Very cool. I am Keon.
And I'm Tyler.
Get out of here. Peace.